Well, Philip Semper-Pierre, like these urgent care. Today's date is 10/30/2022. Dictation is for Jeronima Martinez. Martinez spells M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. Jeronima spells G-E-R-O-N-I-M-I-A. Date of birth is 06/21/1962. This is a 59-year-old female here with abdominal pain, period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 10 days. Came in today because of its worst. Says pain is approximately 8 out of 10, located in the suprapubic region, and sometimes across the upper right and upper left quadrant areas, period. She described pain as crampy, non-radiating, not associated with food or activities. Next paragraph, review of system. Patient denies vomiting, diarrhea, nausea. Next line, patient reports painful urination. Next line, patient reports frequent urination, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to past visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 108/68. Pulse 76. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.0, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, diffuse tenderness to palpation, worse on the right lower quadrant region. No organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, abdomen is not stiff. No CVA tenderness, no Murphy sign, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro-alert oriented and three cranial nerves, two tenders normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is UTI, number two hematuria, number three constipation, number four abdominal pain, number five dysuria, period. Next paragraph, a CT scan was done to evaluate abdominal pain. CT scan reveals large amount of stool throughout the colon and rectum suggesting constipation. Otherwise, no acute abnormality or significant changes, close quote. Urinalysis revealed blood in urine. Patient was made aware of these findings and my plans for treatment. She was given lactulose samples. Uneducated on how it's to be used, period. She was sent home with macrobid 100 milligrams. She will take one POV ID for 7 days, number 14. A hematuria was done, a urinalysis was done today in clinic. A urinalysis revealed large amount of blood. Ultrasound was done of her abdomen. Ultrasound revealed no abnormality, period. Patient was reassured, advised to increase fluids, to increase fruits and vegetables, to come back to clinic if worse, go to nursing emergency room if we are closed, end of dictation.